Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Hi, beloved. Welcome to Winning Every Day, the devotional that helps you begin each day with faith, courage, and the confidence that God is with you. I'm glad you're listening today. Our message is simple, but I believe it carries something powerful for somebody listening right now. Today's message is titled, God is Still Working. Our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, which says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In his book God Still Leaves, Christian author Don McLafferty tells about a time when he was working toward a project to build schools in Zambia. During a flight, he met a businessman and believed the meeting might be a divine opportunity. But when Don mentioned the project, the businessman told him plainly that he had no experience in building or managing such a project and should focus on his ministry instead. Don was disappointed. He wondered why God would allow the meeting to happen if nothing was going to come from it. But he sensed God reminding him, "You have done what I asked you to do. Now leave the rest with me." Months passed. Nothing happened. Then one morning, that same businessman contacted him. His message was completely different. He offered to match the funding Don needed for the Zambia school project, dollar for dollar, up to $200,000. Think about that. The answer was already being worked out while Don was hearing no. And sometimes that is exactly where we are. We look at a closed door and conclude that God has stopped working. We look at a delay and assume God has forgotten us. We pray, but because we don't immediately see movement, we begin to wonder whether heaven has gone silent. But listen carefully. Silence does not mean inactivity. God can be working in places you cannot see. Philippians 1 verse 6 says that the God who began a good work in you will complete it. That means your present situation is not the final version of your story. I don't know what you are passing through today. Maybe you have been praying about something for a long time. Maybe you expected to have achieved certain things by now. Maybe a door closed that you desperately wanted to remain open. Maybe you are looking at your life and asking, Lord, when will things finally change? Don't give up. God is still working. Joseph spent years in situations that looked nothing like the dream God had given him. Yet God was positioning him for something bigger than he could understand at the time. Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us that God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Notice the word works. God is working. Even when you cannot trace his hand, you can trust his heart. The delay may be developing your character. The closed door may be protecting you from something you cannot see. The waiting season may be preparing you for the responsibility attached to the answer you are praying for. So don't allow today's uncertainty to make you doubt tomorrow's possibility. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep doing what God has placed in your hands. And when you have done your part, learn to rest in God's hands. There are things you cannot control, but God can. There are conversations you cannot have, but God can influence. There are doors you cannot open, but God can open them. There are situations you cannot fix, but God can turn them around. As you go today, I declare over your life, God is not finished with you. What looks delayed is not necessarily denied. May God breathe fresh life into every dream that has become weak in your heart. May he order your steps, connect you with the right people, open the right doors, and give you wisdom to recognize his hand when he begins to move in Jesus' name. I declare that disappointment will not be the conclusion of your story. God is still working, and your story is still unfolding in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Before you move on with your day, ask yourself, what have I stopped believing God can still do because I have waited too long? Bring that matter back to God today. Action step for the day. Write down one situation you have been worrying about. Pray over it, surrender it to God, and then take one practical step of obedience instead of spending the day worrying about the outcome. Remember, your responsibility is obedience. God's responsibility is the outcome. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say it aloud if you can. Let's say it together. God is still working in my life. I will not give up. I will not be ruled by fear or discouraged by delay. My story is not over. God is ordering my steps, preparing my future, and completing what He has started in me. I trust Him, I believe Him, and I choose to walk in faith today. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. We appreciate you because you are still working, even when we cannot see what you are doing. Strengthen everyone listening today. Give them courage in the waiting, faith in the uncertainty, and wisdom for the next step. Let closed doors lead to better doors. Let delayed answers produce deeper trust, and let your purpose prevail in every life. May this day bring divine direction, unexpected favor, and fresh evidence of your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Winning Every Day. If this message encouraged you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs the reminder that God is still working. Until next time, keep your faith strong, keep your heart hopeful, and remember, God is not finished yet. Have a pleasant day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Poetess.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.